For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, shaking off a little tryptophan. Wednesday's Wall Street Journal had a picture of one of the two turkeys that were pardoned by Trump. The turkeys' name were Peas and Carrots. There is no such lucky turkey at the Romero household this weekend. In fact, we always have two Thanksgivings. We've got our regular Thursday Thanksgiving we have at home with just Amanda and the kids. And then the Friday, all the relatives get together. If we get together for one event a year, it's Thanksgiving. It's a perfect four-day traveling window. The weather's beautiful. All the cousins in Colorado get a little break from the cold weather. There's virtually nothing you can't do in Arizona. You could even, if you're crazy enough, you could put on a bodysuit and go water skiing at Lake Pleasant if you wanted to. So we've got, I've got two Thanksgivings under my belt, literally. Right there. Under my belt. But that doesn't stop us from being here for you, the Arizona homeowner, as part of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Before we get to our topic of this hour, I just want to welcome Overhead Garage Door of Tucson, Southern Arizona garage door company that just made it through the screening process and is online at RosieOnTheHouse.com, just under the garage door category. They've been serving Southern Arizona and Tucson since 1979. One of the many reasons we love our referral network and the process that we go through in screening. You have to be in business locally at least 5 years. 40 is even better. Well, 39, I'll give them that, but 40 is even better. So welcome. If you've got a problem with a garage door or you're looking to upgrade your garage door, maybe a new decorative architectural feature for the front, maybe it's time to go insulated, you can find Overhead Garage Door at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Our topic of the month has been home finance following our 2018 home maintenance calendar. If you signed up to receive one, you'll get 2019 going out here in the next couple weeks. If you'd like a free home maintenance calendar, just let us know by emailing us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll get that out to you when they go to print. What it'll let you know is each month we focus on one specific topic. We dive deep. There's also maintenance items on there that we cover every week, and it'll just help you keep on track with things that have to be done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're wrapping up finance month. The first Saturday we had Galaxy Lending in. The second Saturday we had the Rosie on the House Home Zada app featured on the financial aspect of the app and how it can help you manage the budget side of home ownership. Last week we had the Tucson Trifecta, Hotchkiss Financial, Tierra Antigua Realty, and Seal of Approval Realty Services. If those three people had been used, or a quality combination of those three services, Tom Hanks and Shelley Long would not have ended up in the money pit. We thought it would be fun to cover the money pit and compare it then versus now, what could happen, what wasn't likely to happen. It really is a pretty funny movie. It's rated PG, so it's fairly appropriate for all audiences. There's a couple parts. I've got a 4 and a 5-year-old at home. I'm kind of like, I mean, I know they don't understand it, but it was a funny enough movie by itself. You really didn't need to keep the German conductor through the rest of the movie past him coming home and kicking his ex-wife and his ex-wife's fiance out of his apartment in New York City, leaving them to go find a home on their own. Now, they're already almost $3 million in debt. Tom Hanks' dad had taken all the money from the company and run off with a young South American bride and left the country.
Wedding snap of me and your new mom. We won't be coming to New York for the 2.9 million reasons that you are more than aware of. Love, Dad.
Very pretty, your new mom.
We used to be a respectable law firm. Now look at him.
Looks happy to me.
He steals the money. I get the bills.
Tom Hanks says, this is New York. It takes months to find a place if you have money, and we're broke. So he's already setting himself up to be in a situation full of anxiety, which leads to bad decisions. You find yourself in that. I don't care if you're in New York, LA, Phoenix, Chicago. There's always a solution. Don't panic. Desperate decisions are rarely right decisions. In fact, Gary, have you ever had a desperate decision gone that was the right decision?
I remodeled a house. Out of the 10, two of them were right. I learned something, though.
20%. So 20% of your rash decisions were right decisions. Yeah. And this is 1986. This is 32 years ago. And we'll get to that in segment 4, comparing what the money then is equal to the money now. And the funniest thing about all that is this incredible home that they got from Tom Hanks's realtor was 80% marked down on the price. But when we get to the estimated cost of the remodel that happened, there was no money savings on the investment in this home by any stretch of the imagination. So past the initial panic, Tom Hanks has the idea that Jack can help him.
Jack can help us.
Isn't Jack in jail?
No. He got off with a small fine. Jack's a perfectly legitimate real estate agent.
No realtor at RosieOnTheHouse.com has ever been in that situation, I can tell you that. It starts bad there. He picks the wrong person to help him. Tom Hanks questions him, if it's such a great house, why is it so marked down? And he says, if this gives you an idea of the type of person he's dealing with.
Who knows? Divorce, loan sharks, drugs, sudden death. The point is, you get to capitalize on a fellow human being's misfortune.
So they're already in a situation where they're going to try and take advantage of somebody else to get into this home. So they end up going and seeing the home, and there's this long, grand entryway, and the homeowner opens the door with a drink in her hand. And by her presence, this isn't her first drink of the night. And there's all kinds of warning signs around this homeowner. And it's so funny because you see it all happening. Yeah, it's a movie and this is just pretend and this is all for entertainment. But these things do happen because when we're those people in that situation, it can be so hard to see all the warning signs or admit all the warning signs. And when you let emotion involved, emotion can mask over a lot of other things that are telling you warning, warning, warning. So the homeowner, she has all these little excuses for all these little tiny things, like there's a bad step on this one stairway. She lights candles because she's saving money on electricity. She asks them to use the downstairs bathroom because all of her personal things are in the upstairs bathroom. You can tell she's just picking and choosing what they see and directing them, showing them all the pretty and the glitz and the glamour. And the excuse that she uses to get them into this rushed buying scenario is hilarious. She tells them that her husband's being arrested by the Israel military because he used to be Hitler's pool man. I mean, I thought at first maybe that was a key word for something in that era, like maybe a hitman or, you know, some other term of the pool, but it really isn't. And you can tell that because she now is giving them a drive back to the train station, which is hilarious. She's been drinking. She can't hardly speak clearly. Extremely emotional, and they get in the back seat of a car and let her drive. But Tom Hanks says, hey, by the way, you have a beautiful pool, and she just completely melts down.
Israeli intelligence comes to the door.
Israeli intelligence.
Last Tuesday. That's why I gotta sell the house. It turns out Carlos was Hitler's pool man.
So being pushed into that situation should have been another warning flag.
Fabulous car. What's it called again?
It's a Lincoln. They don't make them like this anymore.
It's a beauty.
Do you like it? I'll throw it in and buy the house.
That's very generous.
I'm desperate for the clothes.
Well, we need a little time.
There isn't any time. Expedition is Friday.
Expedition?
I'll tell you later.
I need an answer by close of business tomorrow.
Oh, you'll have it. By the way, you have the most beautifully kept pool I've ever seen.
What did I say?
And then the finance side of things. How they come up with the money for this down payment was based on threatening some young pop singer star entertainer.
There is a house I want to buy.
Let's just cut to the chase, okay? What do you want?
I want you to loan me $200,000 in cash.
No.
Betty!
You shout at me?
I shout at you! I need that money and you are going to loan it to me.
I will not!
Yes, you will.
No, no, no!
Yes, you will! I saved you 10 times that taxes last year!
So what?
If you don't loan me that money, I'll not like you anymore.
All right.
never go into some kind of lending situation where you, quote, won't like somebody if they won't lend it to you anymore. I know that seems so ridiculous to think, how could that happen or not happen? But I know from my standpoint, there are certain people that if they ask me for money, I would have a hard time saying no for, just for the relationship aspect of who this person asking me is. Your kids, a family member. And then the final part is they're at the train station and Tom Hanks says, you hear that? The train's coming. At the moment we decided to buy the home, it must be a sign. And then the train goes flying right past them and never picks them up. And they're both standing there with these blank looks in their faces and they still move forward. I mean, it was their omen, they said, that was supposed to, and then it passed them by. They should have just let the house pass them by. And if they would have had a home inspection, even in that short window, you probably could have found a home inspector to get in by Friday. He could have caught everything that then happens in the rest of the movie, and the sequence we'll cover next as the house starts to fall apart around him. And we'll talk about some of the engineering feats that happened in that, some of the things that break the laws of physics, and then, of course, the contractor chosen to fix it all.
Anna and Walter are young, single, and in love. They've got good jobs, fabulous futures, a magnificent new home that they bought for a song. Who says they can't have it all?
It's gonna be fun fixing it up, you'll see.
This is an old house. It's gonna need some work.
$5,000?
That's just a deposit.
A little work.
When do you think you can start?
Just as soon as your check clears.
A little care.
Do you really buy this house?
Yes, it is.
A little imagination, and it's gonna be great.
All the investors are out!
Money pit. If they've got what it takes, it's going to take everything they've got.